This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The top storylines to watch during Warriors-Mavs. And I've got an article from the Dallas Morning News, but I actually wanted
Do you still get the paper? Because
yes.
Okay. Oh, he does.
You are? Because I can't remember who I was with
this
weekend.
I'm 1,000 years old. I get it.
But they were like, who does this? And I was like, well, there's a lady on my street that's like 80 years old, and I saw her picking up the paper on Sunday morning, so she still gets it delivered on our street.
I like to do the puzzles in the paper, too. I'm an old
person. Oh, it was somebody
person.
At the ball. It was somebody at the Ranger game. And I was like, yeah, there obviously has to be people, and you are still that person.
Do you sit down to breakfast with your paper and your readers?
I not the readers, but I do enjoy that.
Do you like walking out to get the paper?
Yes.
And your robe and your sandals?
My grandfather would always make the trip up to Brahms to get it from the paper dispenser thing.
Oh, I get that.
And he loved that little walk. It was about a 5-minute walk up to the Brahms to go get a paper.
Do you think you are in the top 5% of the youngest people in the United States of America 100%. That gets a paper?
100%.
Probably.
You're 42?
42.
42.
Although my wife always
text
says...
Please text in if you are under 42 years old and you received the Fort Worth Star-Telegram or the Dallas Morning News, because I would
physical
love
copy,
to know.
Mind you.
Physical yes. copy. I will say, if this helps at all, I know it probably won't, but I do like one of the things I have with my package subscription is it also gives you the digital subscription to certain content for
like
the Dallas
most
Morning
all
News.
All other people. Yes, Kevin.
Yes. So I do like that. As well.
The other day, Carter
is going to get mad at you for wasting paper.
We were unboxing stuff, and Carter said, "What is this?" And I said, "That's a newspaper. We wrapped our glassware with that." And he was like, "What is it?" And I was like, "It's where you get your information." He was like, "Just watch YouTube, Dad."
That makes me sad.
Carter knows what a newspaper is.
Man,
he knows more than he lets on.
He was just trying to tell me to watch YouTube with him.
Mm-hmm. Nobody on Twitch has responded, so nobody on Twitch gets the newspaper.
That makes me very, very sad.
Makes sense. These people are on a computer right now watching our show.
Did you want to go somewhere with this segment?
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about the Dallas Morning News. So, can you give me your passcode and all that stuff? Because I would like to read it.
I don't know if they'd be very happy about
Mike,
that.
No, Mike. Yeah. No, I cannot.
Wink?
Why'd you give him a thumbs up?
I mean, no, Mike. No, my thumbs up was covered by the computer screen. No, Mike, I cannot. So we helped Callie Kaplan out yesterday by asking about Tim Hardaway Jr., so hopefully she doesn't have to address that on Twitter. And so she helped
You're
us
welcome,
out
Callie.
By writing this article of some of the matchups to watch or storylines to watch in Mavericks Warriors. Now, I want to add a different one real quick and see what your intrigue level is by this. Jalen Brunson versus Jordan Poole. Now, I don't...
We talked about this right in the... With Tyrese Maxey.
Yes, exactly.
Day.
So I don't necessarily mean that from the structure of they're going to be guarding each other all the time, and that's how you're going to... Like, I just mean there was a lot of debate about who the better player is, both now and in the future. How intrigued are you to see two of the younger, like, up-and-coming players in the NBA going... And kind of like being able to compare it in the same series.
Very intrigued. I will say this. Jalen Brunson has a bigger role on the Dallas Mavericks than Jordan Poole does on the Golden State Warriors. What I'm saying is Steph Curry's their number one scoring option. Klay Thompson and Jordan Poole, however you want to put it, are kind of 2 and 3. Andrew Wiggins, I think it was a fake All-Star, but he did. He made the All-Star team this year. Jordan Poole, if he struggles in this series, but Steph Curry has a great series. Draymond Green is a great, you know, distributor of the ball. Klay Thompson is hot. Andrew Wiggins kind of gets his 15 to 20 points. Jordan Poole can kind of have a bad series, and the Golden State Warriors advance to the NBA Finals. If Jalen Brunson has a bad series, I don't think we advance to the NBA Finals. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The way I'm putting it, Jordan Poole versus our guy Brunson?
Yeah, and I don't think, I guess my belief now is that he won't have a bad series, because in the first series, like we go through the ebb and flow of his mentality, right? The first series, it was, I'm the guy. I'm not the guy anymore. And then as he found his way into this series, it got better each time, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully the shots can go down a little bit easier for him, because there were some times where you're like, it got halfway down and jumped back out of the basket.
Although he does seem to really enjoy the spectacularly difficult looking shot.
Yes.
Like he gets some shots that like look like they would theoretically be easy, but he got spun around and like threw it sideways. He's, like a skyhook.
He is a replica. I'm not saying he's as good, but his game looks so much like Steph Curry's. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to mimic Steph Curry's workout habits. I mean, picking his brain. It's a smart
Brunson?
Thing to do.
No, he's talking about Poole.
Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch him, you're going to be like, because the crazy, are you talking about his crazy?
We were talking about Brunson to start, but I got you.
Yeah. So I just like, when you watch him, if you haven't been watching a lot of Golden State basketball, he looks like the way Scottie Pippen mimicked his game after Michael Jordan. Like, it wasn't Michael Jordan, it was Scottie Pippen, but a lot of the moves were kind of Michael Jordan moves. You will see Jordan Poole doing a lot of Steph Curry-like things, and he's not nearly as good at it. And here's what I'm hoping. I'm looking at his stats right now from the last series, and I will take this if I'm the Dallas Mavericks. 42% shooter on 14 shots a game. And he shot 6 three-pointers a game in the last series against Memphis and shot 29.7% from three.
Yeah. No, I think
now, he did get 17.8 points per game, but that's not the most efficient type of score, because he's going to score the basketball. But you can make him take 14 shots to get his 18 points. I'll take that.
No, I'm with you on that. Now, for Cali's five storylines to kind of look at is, what do you think about, like, do you buy momentum, I guess, from series to series?
No.
I know you don't buy momentum, like, just in general.
That's right.
Even in a much shorter span. So I should have directed that. I should have known. I should have said, well, Reggie does not believe
in
this.
That's right.
Okay.
Like when Scalabrine was talking about it the other day, and he was like, momentum's a real thing. And Reggie just rolled his eyes all the way to
He's
the
like,
floor
never
behind
book
him.
This person again.
Here's where I believe in it, Reggie, and I know you don't believe in it, but I believe the confidence that was just gained by the Dallas Mavericks by beating the Phoenix Suns is huge. And I know, like, sometimes I think, Reggie, that's my where you'd be like, yeah, you said the right word, confidence, rather than momentum. Because for the most part, Golden State's guys, three of their guys, have won three championships and been to more NBA finals, right? I mean, they've been to five NBA finals. They lost to Cleveland. They lost to Toronto.
Right.
And they won three of them. So they've been through this gauntlet. Now, it's been a little bit of time since they've done it, and they don't have Kevin Durant with them this time. But I would say the Mavericks beating Phoenix and doing it on the road, I think the confidence that they're coming into this series helps out tremendously, and sometimes you can use the word momentum in that situation.
Can I add something too? And Nico kind of touched on this a little bit yesterday. I think the bench that Kevin allowed so much also is part of that momentum. In that bench, you know, Nico was like, they're defensive callouts. You know, what they're doing there. Mike was talking about the Jason Kidd audio. Watching that video too, Nico said he's running back and forth up the sideline. They're part of it, and I think that they gained that as both of these series went on, in their understanding of what they're like. They go to class, they watch film together, they understand what those guys are trying to do on the court, and so I think that they've been part of that momentum building. Hopefully they can get it faster in this series. They can figure out what they're trying to accomplish earlier, and that helps, man. You're out on that court and a guy's saying, hey, you know, he sees something behind you can't see. It's helping those guys out.
I know we're going to get to this a little bit later in the show, but I think there's more specifics to this. How much stock do y'all put in the regular season advantage, seeing as how these are different configurations for the most part for both teams going head to head?
I'm going to stick with what Nico said yesterday. I don't put much.
Yeah.
Mike, I know Mike feels that we're their kryptonite and everything. And Mike, I know you watched all the games too. You're like Pippen. But
in the game, you know, I was at that one where Dirk, you know, got his number retired, the Golden State game. And I mean, the Mavs played great in that one. But that being said, I believe Tim Hardaway Jr. also, if I remember right, had a good game in that one. And obviously, he's not going to be playing in this game. And so. Go.
So, yeah, I don't give much credence to it. Not this year.
I agree.
Luka's star getting brighter the more spotlight is on him. Like, his biggest stage yet, game 7 of the second round, and he took the Phoenix Suns and choked them out. So now we get to the Western Conference Finals. You're against, I think you can make a pretty strong argument, the biggest outside, I get maybe the Lakers, but the biggest game in town is the Golden State Warriors. Like, everybody knows the Golden State Warriors. You know, people have feelings one way or another. So this is the biggest stage ever for Luka. Does his star, I don't know how sometimes, get even brighter on a bigger stage?
Maybe. I know that's not the yes or no answer to this. Is I don't really like the CBS Sports Minutes that we do, but I did hear a lady yesterday, I don't know who it was, but I thought she said something that I kind of liked. And she said, you know, when it comes to Jason Tatum, he's not really an unlikable figure. He's kind of quiet, stoic, doesn't talk a lot of trash. You don't see him getting into it with refs or getting into it with fans or getting into it with other teams. Luka does.
Yeah.
So Luka is this love-hate guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you say star brighter, I think yes, in a way that the people that love him will probably, like us, love him even more. Like, can you believe it? What a shot. Oh my God. And then you'll have the rapper dude who's like, he's just a hoe, right? Like, he's just going to be like, he's more of a hoe, right? Because if he goes for 40 and talks trash and whatever, then, you know, I really dislike him even more because Luka is going to complain to the refs in this, you know, series. Luka is going to probably get into it with the fans in this series. Luka and Draymond, I guarantee you, there will be a moment where they both get double teed up for getting each other's face. It won't be thrown out.
Ton of respect for each other.
It'll
too,
be
though.
One of those early ones where they're both going to show that I'm in charge of this series. I'm going to be the talker, right? And so it's one of those things where Luka is a very disliked player by some and is going to be even more disliked and even more liked by the people who really like him.
This, I don't know if you've followed Bibbs Corner on Twitter, but I love this this tweet from him on May 16th, Kevin.
And like Bibby?
That's what I thought too, actually.
Different fella. It was video of Luka laughing while he was drilling shots on people, and he said, Luka, having the time of his life, ruining the dreams of a franchise, a state, and an all-time great player. Psychopath activities. Jordan's proud somewhere.
Oh,
and
my God,
like,
yes.
That's where I see this, and I was listening to Draymond on his podcast kind of getting ready for the Western Conference Finals and talking about what happened and everything, and he was like, man, you know, Phoenix kept switching, and Mike pointed this out perfectly. By the time Luka figured that out, he was like, okay, I've decided which one of you I want now, and I'm going to pick you, and then I'm going to go find you. If y'all are going to keep switching like this, so it sounds like Draymond's like, look, we don't want to do that all the time to him. And Steve Kerr was saying the same thing. He said, I think you got to mix it up. He's too good to just give him that look over and over.
Yeah.
I wouldn't rule out blitzing. That's the kind of stuff. He said, so it's not a formula where you say, oh, we got it. It's going to be adapt and adjust game to game. And they're going to try and make it difficult for Luka. Thing is, by 7 games, you only have so much stuff to throw at him. And I think Luka's going to rise in that moment again and say, we figured it out.
Kevin, can I mention that the way the Clippers turned the series in game 6, where it looked like the Mavs were going to win a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, whatever, a year ago, I guess. Shut up, Bassick. Is they started when, whoever it was, they decided to do the blitz of, we're not going to let you win. We're going to double team you as hard as we can, and you can pass it to a wide open dude, and we're going to play 4-on-3 basketball. And if we lose that way, we lose that way. And the Clippers ended up winning that way. We haven't really seen Utah or Phoenix do that strategy. And I'm wondering if it's because Dorian Finney-Smith's a better player. Brunson can then take the ball and destroy you going to the basket. Dinwiddie looked like, and now once again, these last two games, looks like if you do that and you leave on the court, let's just say Dinwiddie, Brunson, Bullock, whoever I'm leaving out, the main guys, even Maxi Kleba. We're going to lose. Kleber. So I'm just wondering if the first two teams said, if we do that strategy the last 6 or 8 minutes and just go, we're going to play 3 defenders versus 4, we're going to end up losing this.
I want to dive into that a little bit more tomorrow and break down like expected or what you have to get out of production from non-Luka players.
To more of that point, and then we'll move on, is because no human being can guard. I don't care what Stephen A. Smith says. Every human being, Kawhi Leonard, the best defensive player, Mikal Bridges, all these best defenders in NBA today cannot stop Luka.
And believe it or not, we have some shocking newspaper opinions from the 972. I'm 27, and I do. From the 817, right. 33. I love reading the paper. I'm old school. And then somebody... I saw Kevin at Luby's for supper, so that is very fair.
Is there any way you can get like a Facebook group together, the people who still get the newspaper? I guess you are over 40, so it'll have to be the 45 and under club?
From Big Dog 474, that thing you lined the birdcage with?
That
doesn't work. Like, you don't get to try and play coy and you line in bird cages. You still feel old.
Somebody said, I get the paper. And I take the papers once I'm done with them and donate them to the animal shelter for that exact reason.
From Bakersfield trash, I use the newspaper to start the grill. It's way better than lighter fuel.
Oh, man.
It does help.
And then somebody goes, I do not get the paper, but I think it sounds like a fun bit, and I'm going to start getting the paper. So,
hey, go sit on like a park bench and just open it
loudly. Get it for one week and see if you like it or not.
Yes, that is very fair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.